If he got down on his knees, you'd say he went over to his bed and he
prayed.
Uh-huh. And if he was kneeling down, you'd say he went over there and he
knelt down.
Uh-huh. Now if you were feeling tired, you might say, "Well, I believe I'll go over to the couch and."
If you done what?
If you were kind of feeling tired, you'd say, "I believe I'll go over to the couch and."
And lay down.
Uh-huh. And you're so smart. If you were talking about a person, you'd say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all day long. He just
he was real sick. If he laid in bed all day, mm-hmm. He'd be real sick. You wouldn't say that if he wasn't real sick.
Now, talking about something you saw in your sleep last night, you'd say, "Well, this is what I
dreamt about."
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, "Now, a lot of times when I go to sleep, I dream.
Yeah, I dream about.
But then in the morning, I can't remember what I.
Well, lots of times you don't remember what you say, but sometimes you do.
You do remember what you've
dreamt, your uh-huh. dream, mm-hmm. what your dream was.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might say, "Well, now I dreamt I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up." Uh-huh. I did that one time.
You did that one time? Now, if you were doing like that on the floor, you'd say you were
patting the floor, stomping the floor.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you were talking about a boy would want to walk a girl home. Well, now suppose he had a car and he wanted to go in the car. Would he say, he'd say to her, "Well, now may I carry
you home, uh-huh. or may I walk you home?" Or?
Mm-hmm. Now sometimes if you had something real heavy to carry, like a bag of meal, instead of saying "I picked it up and carried it," you might say, "I picked it up and."
Picked it up. Well, it depends on what kind of. If it was in a barrel, you might say you picked it up and hugged it, or you might. If it was a bucket, you picked it up and carried it, mm-hmm. towed it. You towed it home. Because "tote" is not a very good word. "Tote."
It's probably more of an older word.
Oh, it's an old.
It's an old word.
Old verb or something like that.
Yeah. I like those old words. I think that's what I like. Now, if you might tell a child, "Now that stove is real hot, so
don't touch it or it'll burn you." Mm-hmm.
Now, if you needed a hammer, you'd send somebody for it and you'd say, "Well, go."
Go and get the hammer. Uh-huh. Go get that. Well, you wouldn't get a hammer. That's all he is to a hammer. Uh-huh. It's just a hammer.
Yeah, would you say that? Fetch
me the hammer or bring me the hammer. Uh-huh.
So if they did bring it, you'd say they went ahead and they say, "Yeah, he went ahead. I asked him to bring it and he went ahead."
He went ahead and got it for me, or went ahead and
brought it
to me.
Yeah. Now, what kinds of games would you play? Hiding games would they play when you were a kid? They was to hide from one another and the stuff. What kind of games would they play?
Well, they what they call a hide and seek. That would be.
Now, in that hide and seek game, what would they have to? They'd have to run in and touch the.
Well, you generally, if one would be the boss, or he'd be the one to hide his eyes, and the rest of them would hide. Well, if you could beat him back and pat the board, or you'd get in free. And if you got caught, well, then you'd have to be the one.
And then you'd have to be.
Lots of them, of course, if they could slip in and not get caught, well, then they never did have to be the one to hide their eyes. Mm-hmm. On the hide and seek. Of course, they play it outdoors, and lots of times some of them couldn't run very fast, so they'd always get beat.
Uh-huh. Now, in a football game, that post at the end, you call that the?
The goal.
You played football, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought you said you did. Now, if you went fishing and you didn't catch anything, you'd say, "Well, now I've been fishing for buffalo or whatever it was, a crappie, but I haven't.
Haven't catch-